morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Do you feel that Han Solo shot first, or was that Greedo?
I'm going to be honest with you. More of a Star Trek guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm saying right now, under oath.
And then everyone grumble.
Our Ewoks people.
You know what? That's fucking racist. Oh, God. I'm sorry, but I think the madam said the word. C-U-N-T, and I believe that is not allowed in console.
Oh my God.
Do you take back the word, man?
Isn't that like saying hello in England? Like that's like just a natural word to say.
No, John, and stop saying that.
Stop calling every English person you meet a cunt. You fucking creep.
It's not a thing.
Nobody can give me a straight answer, though.
Because they're all shocked and appalled that you keep calling them cunts.
The first thing John does when he meets an English person, he goes, "Fatty meat vagina where you live." And then he giggles and runs away.
And then he goes, "Bloody hell!"
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hang on to your hats, you devil dog, because the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
You're listening to We Are Better Than You with Dutch and Royce.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. You know, I realized something. I've been bugging Dutch to make a new intro, but actually that old one is really simple and really quick and gets right to the point. Thank you for joining us. It's April 11, 2017. Dutch is running late. But if you listen to the show, you're used to that. So welcome aboard. Joined by Marie Lopez.
I'm here.
Yeah, she's
here.
You're
just going to just blow over me, why don't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also here with producer Mitch.
The ever here on time producer
and
Mitch.
And his gal Friday, Sherry.
It's me.
Who now is wrapped up in a blanket because she has negative body fat and even a slight breeze will make her freeze. I didn't mean to rhyme that, but I did.
That's
awesome.
The price you pay for looking hot as fuck.
And I'm Royce. And that, by the way, that Mitch is saying that about himself, not even about her.
That's
the way he is. He says Sherry is meh, but Mitch is like, I'm hot.
She's okay.
No, seriously. Mitch sent a picture today of Sherry like in a bikini because she was covered in paint, but I realized she has like no body fat. Like, she looks like a fitness model. And, you know, anyone that knows me knows it's very hard for me to compliment my friends. So when I say that, you know it's sincere, but, like, she really, like, I don't know what you're doing, but, like, it's
she's
ridiculous.
She's getting married. That's what she's
doing. Whack.
Don't do that. See, now I hate you again.
I was just trying to help him feel better.
That was really quick.
Seriously, Sherry, what are you doing? Eating blueberries?
That's all I eat is blueberries.
Your shits must look really weird. But
you got to tell me your secret.
Food and exercise.
Well,
and
see,
fucking cookies.
Exercise.
That's not true. There's too many diet plans out there for that to have been what it is. Sherry, which one did you do? The Hollywood enema diet? Which one?
Starvation, mostly.
Oh, man. That's a good diet.
That's like the best diet.
Don't eat.
Yeah.
You're such a...
But anyway, what were you doing, Marie?
I was trying to clear out my notifications that we went live, and I can't clear that out. I can't stand not being able to clear out a notification, and Facebook tells me every time someone goes live.
Oh, let me try something. See your phone? Now you can't see it, and now it doesn't matter. Welcome.
Take her phone from her.
To the floor too. Yeah, I threw her to the couch. Look, I threw her over there too. Watch this. There you go. Now notifications don't matter to anybody. No one's notifications matter.
It's okay. I can check online.
No, no. Welcome to the show, guys. I don't know what, like, because again, I thought Dutch was going to be on. But yes, Western Echo Dutch died again. But, well, what did you guys do this weekend? Mitch, Sherry?
Sherry.
Well, Mitch. It was my birthday weekend.
Ah, who cares?
Ah.
So, like any normal 31-year-old, we went out to dinner on Friday, and then we came home, and Sherry fell asleep on the couch immediately.
Per usual.
Sounds.
And then on Saturday, did we do anything?
No, I had an engagement shoot I had to go to, but that's about it.
Sherry shot photos, and then we fell asleep on the couch.
Mitch, you didn't go all existential about the fact that no one cares about you because you didn't do something extravagant on your 31st birthday?
No, I prefer it.
I asked him, I was like, do you want any of your friends to go to dinner with us? Any of like our couple friends? And he's like, no, just you.
Yeah, we were going to fly in, but Sherry's like, don't bother. Mitch wouldn't appreciate it.
So I would appreciate it if you guys came.
I did say that.
Yeah, I was like, all right.
I just think it would be cost prohibitive for you guys to fly out.
The thing is, we already bought the tickets.
More than once a decade.
And the thing is, we bought the tickets and Sherry's like, throw them out. And I'm like, all right. So we threw them out.
You told me they were on United, and I didn't want you to get beat up.
And they were overbooked, and that you're the reason that Asian man got beat up. I hope you're fucking happy.
He was a dog.
I'm happy.
Well, happy birthday, Mitch. Seriously.
Yeah, you actually probably would have been on that flight because he was flying to Minnesota.
Yeah, see? There you go. Are you happy now?
I am happy.
And they would have said, sir, would you please volunteer to get off this plane for a nice $800 hotel package?
I'm very happy because look at all the memes we have now.
What they're not saying about this Asian gentleman that got kicked off the United flight was he was a high karate threat. And, you know, people glance over that, but his hands could have been deadly weapons. And by the way, it turns out
they registered as weapons.
Well, no, but he did lose his medical license in Kentucky a few years ago for giving drugs for sex as a doctor. This is for real. I just looked it up, and now he got his license back. But the guy's not a great guy. Now that doesn't mean he should be dragged by his face and beat up.
I thought that's
here's
exactly
the thing.
Where the man.
The funny thing about now is with everyone being, you know, investigative journalists and everything, anytime anyone gets the smallest amount of spotlight, everyone digs into their past. So this dude didn't do anything. You know, he probably fucked up a little bit in his past, and then he, you know, got his license back. And then he just happened to get picked by a computer to get kicked off a plane, and he got beat up for it. And now everyone is digging into his past, like bringing up old shit.
Well, here's the best part. The flight wasn't even overbooked. Like, I would say a couple hours ago, I sent it to you, Mitch, to you guys. Yeah. I was like, the flights that wasn't even overbooked, they just, four employees needed to get to another city, United employees needed to get to another city.
That's understandable.
For the flights for the next day. So now there's a Sophie's choice. My thing is, if you're a company and you're trying to get your employees there, you shouldn't kick paying passengers off. What you should do is fucking bite the bullet and pay for them, your employees to take another airline. You know what I mean? To get there. I get the guy's frustration. Like, if you were the one that was randomly picked, you'd be pretty pissed too. And apparently he is a doctor, and he did have some shit the next day.
Some doctor related
shit. Yeah, he had patients to see the next day.
Again, none of that matters. You should, even if you had you shouldn't be dragged like a fucking animal. By the way, the CEO first came out and he said this one big apology. But then he sent an email to the staff telling them, no, you guys did the right thing. You know, but the passenger was belligerent. But then they gave him shit for that. So then he had a third apology. And this one was like, okay, look, the thing is, I realized it was horrible and we're going to try to fix the shit. And I'm like, United stock, did you see, is fucking
tanking.
By the way, horseshit. Because I looked actually today, again, how much I like my friends Mitch and Sherry. I actually looked today to see if there were cheap flights to Minnesota, figuring United was just going to, you know, try to do whatever they could to salvage anything.
Oh, you did? That's very sweet of you.
But unfortunately, flights are not cheaper. They're still expensive.
Still expensive.
They don't give a shit. They know people. They probably think everyone has the same idea.
Oh, that's a good point. What I just did was look up hilarious memes about people getting on the whole United.
The one with Negan and the bat was fucking hilarious. The Fight Club one, Chuck Palahniuk retweeted that one. The Fight Club one in the back of the United cabin is fucking
hilarious.
Oh,
yeah, the you pick your seats overhead view of the cockpit. It's not the cockpit,
yeah,
but it's
the
plane.
The
and it's like rows 1 through 12 are fine, and then beyond 12, it's just Fight Club.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking funny. But no, I did. I did look, and I was like, okay, maybe I can get up there. But, man, I don't know. It's do they know? And by the way, I looked like for a few months, and I couldn't find anything for less than $270 a person. And maybe it's because guys live in a fucking hellhole that nobody wants to visit.
I don't know why. Because
I feel
like
that would be cheaper.
It's so weird because it's a major Delta hub. You know, but everything is still fucking expensive.
You know what?
Here. So
I could fly to New York right now for like $90 on JetBlue. You know, depending on the time of year, you can. Or you could fly to Atlanta for free if you take Southwest, basically, because it's a hub. It's like $45. But for real, it's super cheap. Depending, I think it's really if you're a hub, you know, and you guys are just up by Canada. Nobody wants to be there, you know.
I want to be there.
I'm pretty sure.
Everybody,
it snowed today.
Oh, why? It was like 90 degrees today.
Why
here.
Did it snow?
No, it snowed. Mitch, why did it snow?
It snowed today because something to do with science, and I don't want to get into it.
You repeated it to me like 8 times today.
Well, I know, but I'm tired now.
You don't want to get into it, or you don't know?
Well, it's something to do with a low pressure zone and humidity up in the air over the freezing temperatures and clumping together and falling.
You
could have
just said, I don't know, and I would have been fine. I wouldn't have even pressed you anymore. But now I need to fucking explain yourself. Why does it snow?
Actually, every time it rains, it's actually snowing. It's just by the time it gets to the earth, it's melted.
How many snowflakes can you fit in a moose head?
First off, that wouldn't work.
Don't do
Stop
that to
it.
Me.
Mitch. Mitch. Don't. Mitch. Mitch. So oh, here we go. You can't do that. Well, Sherry.
You can't present a math.
He's
level.
On the spectrum. You can't give Mitch problems like this. Oh,
how many grams is it?
There goes the show.
How many grams are in
that.
A moose head?
Shouldn't have done that.
What does?
Come on, Mitch.
I'm so excited to marry him.
Why?
Autistic children.
Yeah, you're gonna have autistic children for shizzle.
That's exactly
like,
what's
there's
gonna
no
happen.
Way you're not.
Well, he does the math. What the hell? So, okay, I can't keep up with what people are outraged anymore. Because, like, 3 days ago, we bombed
Fritos.
Fritos ago. 3 days
are they
ago.
The spicy Fritos?
They're the
Those are the
ones.
Good ones.
Yeah, that's the one you want.
Right.
We bombed Syria, or at least.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
What's a Syria?
It's a country.
Get out of here.
Well, yeah, it's.
Then what's the thing you put in your bowl for breakfast?
Cereal.
Ah, it'd be ridiculous if we bombed cereal. Funny. What ridiculous.
Right.
Funny though.
So people were like really mad about that for like 2 seconds, and then United beat up an Asian guy, and then they got really mad about
United
that.
United didn't beat up an Asian guy. United hired police to beat up an Asian guy.
You're right, because Black Lives Matter.
Right.
But
326 million snowflakes in a moose head.
Oh my God.
Thank you. So
thanks, Mitch.
So United beating up one guy made us. Completely forget about Syria getting bombed and Russia being, you know, still pro-Syria. But then on the news...
Also, we have warships heading to North Korea.
Well, that's fine because he's talking with China. Don't worry about him. Trump is.
You can't just say, don't worry about it.
Well, don't worry about it. We're working with China.
No, just saying don't worry about it is not comforting.
Don't worry about it because we just changed the rules and now Neil Gorsuch is a Supreme Court
justice. You broke the rules.
But anyway, so like all that is just like, oh my God, that was so 2 minutes ago. Because now we're outraged.
What's the hot fire now?
Now the hot fire is Sean Spicer saying that Hitler didn't use chemical weapons.
He did, though.
Going back to the Syria thing.
He did,
like,
though.
Personally?
I don't think either. Maybe he did. Look, what he meant to say was he didn't use them on the battlefield. But it was a dumb, dumb, dumb thing to say, you fucking moron. You're an idiot. Like, you're an idiot. You fucking are a dumb person. Like, it's not politics aside. You're saying dumb things because you're a dumb person.
Well, it's not his job to talk, though, is it?
That's his only job, Mitch. There's literally no other job he has.
He's the press secretary. Oh. He's the guy that talks to the press.
Yeah.
Like...
I think you mean press administrative assistant.
You're right. I'm being disrespectful.
God. No, but yeah.
It's literally exhausting to try to find out what people are mad about right now.
And then the problem is, everybody, we just plumb forgot about Brad's wife. 11 years of service, and we're all talking about Syria. What about Brad's wife?
I haven't forgotten about Brad's wife.
I don't know if you know what else forgot?
What?
We remember Mitch's birthday, but they forgot it was Brad's birthday when they fired her.
It's true.
You know, we can't even solve one problem.
No. What's one problem that we can't solve?
The water in Flint, Michigan.
Why don't we just get iced vanilla ice to go over there? Because, yo, if you have a problem, he'll solve it.
I don't think he could really do that. I think he was waxing poetic. Mm. You know? I think I used that right. Did
yeah,
I?
But check out my beats while the DJ revolves it.
No. No, I'm not doing any of that.
Do.
Listen.
This is not.
I feel better.
No, stop it.
So, wait. Let me just get this straight,
do not,
though.
First, stop. Sherry, do not encourage vanilla ice in your home. You're going to have autistic children taking vanilla ice in your home. Is that what you want?
That's what I want.
Guys.
Was it vanilla ice or was it queen?
I legit want, like, ice cream, right? Vanilla ice cream?
Sherry did not grow up in a...
He's slow blinking at me. I love it when he slow blinks at me.
Sherry did not grow up in a traditional household.
No,
if that if the songs don't have camel in it, she doesn't want to listen to it.
Yeah,
I didn't listen to country.
Not by choice.
No, I listen to Eminem by choice. Y'all know that.
What a rebel!
You just can't sing it though.
What were you gonna say, Marie?
So, if I understand how the world works in 2017,
you don't.
If I'm mad at Sean Spicer about being wrong about Hitler, I can't be mad about the CEO defending his United employees or the fact that Syria used chemical weapons and then we bombed them because they broke a treaty and so on and so forth.
Mitch, does that math work out?
I was just going back to the whole treaty. Like, if you kill your people, that's there's a treaty against killing your own people.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what's happening in the world, but Mark Ramcat, he's on The Real Thing, and he's on Hippo Juice. He pointed something out. I was having a, I don't want to say fight because it was civil, but I was having a Twitter debate with MVP, a former WWE star, verified account, by the way, because
I still cannot figure out why.
I don't know, Marie, because this is the world we live in, and it's exactly what Mark said. It feels like a Black Mirror episode. Because he's like the conspiracy theory, Mitch, and I'm sure you know because you're really good. You're really onto this. But
I love those people. They're good.
The conspiracy theory. Sherry, that burp was better than this conspiracy
theory. Sorry,
theory.
I tried moving away.
I don't care.
I wasn't fast enough.
You're allowed. The conspiracy theory is that the CIA chemically gassed Syrian people. That way,
our CIA?
Yeah, it's only one CIA. Our CIA.
Our Central Intelligence Agency?
Yeah, gas Syrian people. That way we could have more American intervention in the Middle East. And that was the plan.
Now, what
hold
facts
on,
did
that's
he have?
Stupid.
No, Mitch.
What facts wait. Did he have to back up his
I'll
theory?
I'll tell you what facts he had. And I'm not going to play the video because, you know, I refuse to give dumb videos like this. Like, and that's why we've never played Loose Change on the show either. But it was one of those videos, Mitch, I know
well,
you've seen it.
Stupid.
It's like a guy sitting in front of a green screen talking about like, well, if you were 1993, there was like these loosely based, like there's no evidence. You know what I mean? Just like theories, you know? And then at one point I watched this fucking ludicrous video that was like 8 minutes long.
Luda.
Explaining how in 1993 we did it to get into Kuwait. And blah, 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 blah. Which, by the way, I said, what does Kuwait have to do with Syria? And he goes, no, that's just American interventionism. And then I literally had to go online, Mitch. Someone who's been on TV has been paid to be on TV. Right? Granted, he's a wrestler. And Vox had this whole, like, basically Syrian civil war for dummies. I swear to God. Like, since the 90s.
They need it. Because.
And I literally sent him the link. I go, this is what's actually happening. I'm like, look, understand this motherfucker has gassed his people in 2013. He's done it before. He's bombed civilians before, you know.
But even before, like, the whole, you know, this is, even, go back before the you know, chemically killing his people or whatever. No one said, you know what a nice place is? Syria. I want to go there.
Good point. So, honeymoon for you guys, Syria?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, it's already booked, but I guess we can see if we can change.
Okay, because we got you a Groupon. That was going to be our gift.
Does United fly to Syria?
I won't go unless United flies us there.
Yeah. Obviously, you want, because they'll beat up anybody on the plane.
We'll see who treats us better, Syria or United.
Royce, is that MVP?
That's MVP. Okay. That's him. I used to call him Most Valuable Puerto Rican.
Thank you.
But we were having this debate. And
so did you win?
Yeah, of course I won. He's an idiot. No offense. I mean, he's not an idiot. That's wrong. I shouldn't say that. He tried to present his arguments. But again, at one point he said, there's no way you watched a video because if you did, you'd understand. I go, no. I said, are you serious? I actually sat here. You get to ask Marie because I was invested. I go.
All of Saturday, he was continuously fighting him. And I'm like, are you still talking to MVP?
And then I said, I did watch the video. I just don't believe it. How is that so hard? How did you grasp that?
Well, Mr. VP, if you're listening right now, I invite you to a friendly debate with Royce, who is wrong and you are right. So I'm on your side.
Yeah. And the best part is I did invite him and he, you know, let's see. I would love to talk to him. I would love to see because, man, look, I'm not saying I know a lot about fucking Syria or the Middle East because I fucking don't at all. But what I do know is some guy named Phil in front of a green screen who has videos that have nothing to do with anything, and he's trying to make these wild, like, the way conspiracy theory videos always go, they do have facts, they do, but the leaps they make is the problem. It's like, well, in 1993, you know, we made up that Iraq was attacking people in Kuwait, and
but they were.
No, I know they were. And I know. And we made up that people were attacking it because there's this one video where this one person said something that kind of sounded like it, but we're not really sure, but it's left open to interpretation. And because of that, yada, 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 Syria's killing people with chemical weapons. I'm like, wait,
so their
what?
Proof, their video proof is something that if it was subtitled, it would say inaudible conversation.
Right. Like they, it doesn't, none of it holds up. Like, I get that everyone...
Except the question.
By the way, I want to also say something. I want to go on the record. Stenographer, I want to go on the record. I want to go on the record.
You should probably get on, like, an MP3 player at this point.
No, stenographer. I want to go on the record and say...
Okay, you're on the record.
I don't think we should be... We should have bombed
Can you slow down? I missed that first part. What was that?
You're right. I don't... You know, forget it. I don't think that we should... should have bombed Syria. I don't fucking think we should have done any of that. I'm a very, like, let everyone deal with their own shit.
I leave it to Beaver fan.
Let everyone deal with their own shit. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. But I said, look, I agree with you. We shouldn't be over there bombing anything. But that being said, it doesn't mean that your fucking crazy conspiracy theories are true. You know? It's like, come on.
Not
counterpoint.
Not everything about the Middle East is about oil.
Counterpoint. The Russians did it.
No, and then it's like, if that was true, and the thing is, like, and Mitch, I'm sure you know, when you're arguing with a conspiracy theorist,
you don't. No, that's the thing.
But when you are,
you can't. Well, no, I'm not saying that you can or you physically can or cannot argue with them. I'm just saying you can't argue with them because they don't listen. An argument is usually two-sided, and people can kind of go back and forth, and they can kind of learn from each other. But when you're talking with them, it's like, no, you're wrong, I'm right.
No, the thing is, they'll bring up a point, and I go, no, look, here's clear examples of when he's actually bombs his own civilians, gassed his own people, and to keep control in his country. He's done that historically. This is not something
new. I see your point, but you're wrong, and I'm right.
Right, but that's exactly what they do. They ignore the facts, and they just go, yeah, but 9/11.
I have an idea.
Well, okay, 9/11. I don't know what you want me to say, bro. Look,
have you forgotten?
Listen, I understand I'm not a structural engineer, but neither the fuck are you, all right? So don't come at me with your fucking bullshit.
He does know the strength of a table and how much force it takes to put a person through one.
Yes, that is very true.
Very true.
He does. He does.
So while we're bombing Syria, or at least talking about why we shouldn't have bombed Syria.
Well, we already bombed Syria.
Royce and
And Russia was all like, you better not do it again.
You better not. You didn't say the magic word.
And North Korea's all like, man, North Korea's going to get a wake-up call really fucking soon, one way or the other. Because China's is posturing, but I guarantee you when push comes to shove, they're going to be like, new phone, who dis?
New phone.
When North Korea calls.
Someone had a very valid point that, like, China's moving a bunch of people there. But a very would could be to, like, take down North Korea and just make it their own.
Oh.
Like, this is now China.
South China?
Yeah.
Got it.
Frozen Nation says, MVP is one of those black guys who used to be a convict and is conditioned to hate all politicians because it's all conspiracy theory against the black man, or that's what I got from listening to his podcast. Oh, apparently MVP has a podcast.
The one thing that we were doing while we were arguing over the bombing was Royce and I went to the Lakeland Sun and Fun Air Show on Saturday.
Oh, my God. You ever want to see the government jerk themselves off?
Exactly.
Look at the Blue Angels.
That, knowing what we did in Syria and watching an air show for fun at the same time,
Joe,
is a very weird feeling.
Joe, our buddy Joe, was, when the Blue Angels came over, he goes, okay, so this is an F-18 and we're just going to take the bombs off and add smoke machines. And that's what they do. Cause that's what F-18s are. They're fucking killing machines. They serve no other purpose, right? F-18s are not recon planes. They're fucking Top Gun planes, you know?
Dude, they were flying at half speed and you could feel it reverberating in your chest. It was terrifying and also gorgeous.
Like, yeah. And again, like Marie said, half speed. And their top speed's like fucking Mach 2.
Yeah. Mach 2. And what were you think that they were going? Like 800 miles an hour or something
they
like that?
They were only going like, yeah.
400 miles an hour?
Half of that. Maybe less than half.
Flying low?
Yeah. And then they had those. And then they had like other planes, like a Mustang, whatever, flying with them. And. But apparently it's like a fest where it's like a four-day thing. I'm like, man, how many days can you look at planes for?
Dude, they had like...
Plane people are crazy. They can watch them forever.
Yeah. They had morning shows and evening shows and Sunday morning service because you cannot forget about Jesus.
See, that's a good point.
I don't care how long you've been staring up at the heavens. If you're not remembering to pray while you're doing so, you're not a true American.
Yeah. It wasn't a lot of minorities at it, I guess.
But there was a lot of beer.
Yeah.
So we a lot of Budweiser camel hats and.
Yeah, all of the above. We actually had a pretty sweet spot where we didn't have to stay where the public was or anything like that because we had a friend who had their work offices. The garage was right in front of the event. So they always just open up the workspace and just grill out every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we were. So we were just around friends and friends of friends.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's again, and I was looking that up, like Blue Angels don't get paid any extra either. Like they get paid normal military like salary.
Right.
It's pretty fucking shitty.
Many Blue Angels are there?
30.
There's only 30 at any given point
in time.
At any
given point. And half of them are women.
So are they like Highland? Or no, they're not Sith Lords. There can only be two.
Right.
A master
correct.
And apprentice. So there's only 30 Blue Angels.
Uh-huh.
And what was it? Like 14 women, 16 men?
Correct.
It wasn't half.
It was almost.
Oh, gender gap?
I know, right? They need to fire one of those men.
I don't know, man. That's a really high skill position. No one could even argue that. It's like literally whoever could do it. Because, man, some of the shit they do is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and of course, Royce pulled up the Danger Zone on his phone, and he held out. He played the whole song multiple times.
Yes.
During the show to make sure that we knew this is what's going on.
Of course. And there was no naked men playing volleyball, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah. I think that was our job to recreate it, and we just didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Instead, we ate like 5 hamburgers.
Yeah. Well, I hate to do this to you, but I have to poop really bad right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Sorry, IBS. So please, for the love of God, you guys could do this. I believe in you.
I don't believe in me.
Don't talk about the weather.
Roy said not to talk about the weather. And
but it snowed
it
today.
It snowed. Well, last night it snowed.
Why is it snowing, though? For real?
Because it's Minnesota and it's unpredictable as shit here.
No, but like everywhere has been bad, right? I'm in Florida. I don't know.
It's already melted, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
Something about thunderstorms in Atlanta caused like everyone to miss their flights for several days. Or Tennessee, I don't know. There's some thunderstorms or something. We're in the middle of a terrible drought. Everything's on fire. Everything. And then,
in Florida? It's all on fire?
It's all on fire right now.
I thought you got rain every like 30 seconds, though.
We haven't. That's the problem. We haven't been getting rain every 30 seconds, and so now everything's spontaneously combusted into fire, and our highways are closed down, and we're not allowed to burn any trash until we get rain, which won't be at least for like the end of the week. It's pretty bad.
Well, that'll take care of your python problem, though, right?
I think the pythons will learn to survive in these harsh climates, but what won't survive is glaciers. Did you see that video, like that giant glacier breaking off, and now everyone's saying that climate change is real, for real this time?
No, I see there's an article every day about how climate change is real, and I just don't read them.
Right.
It's easier to live in not knowingness.
Right. I don't think that we're going to figure it out in our lifetime, so I'm just not going to worry about it. Like, if it took us this many hundred years to cause the problem, I feel like it's going to be even longer to fix it, so I'm not going to see it. But yeah, there was like this video where these guys were doing a documentary or some shit, and they were recording some glacier. I guess it was up in Greenland, and it like broke off, and it was like the size of Manhattan or something like that. Like, giant piece of glacier. I would have been like, oh shit. That's bad.
They ride the wave, though?
Shockwave. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do in that situation except keep filming and say we lucked out and we can all go home now.
Sell that shit to Getty Images. That's what you do.
Right?
Make a fortune off of climate change, global warming.
Yo, Planet Earth and or Al Gore. What do you think of this shit? I think Al Gore is going on tour again.
For what?
I don't know. Something. It's not because Florida's underwater yet. You lied about that one.
But it was supposed to be underwater already.
Yeah, well, instead of us being underwater, we're under a drought. And everything's on fire. So, figure that one out, scientists.
I mean, it's basically the same thing. You know, climate change, it's not global warming anymore because sometimes things get colder. But it's just climate change, so like the climate is different. Which is why it was 70 here on Sunday and then 30 yesterday.
That's right. And we had a record high heat, like July weather, 2 weeks ago, and then it immediately got cold. Immediately it was like down to the 40s in Florida. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
That sounds like perfect bonfire weather, though.
Yeah, except we're not allowed to burn shit because we're under a fire
watch. Oh, that's a good point. Oh, shit.
We couldn't do shit with that gorgeous weather. Except
that is a...
Except look at it from a distance as I work because I can't take time off every 2 seconds every time it's a nice day. Because it's a nice day every day. Every day is a nice day here and I can't take a day off to enjoy it. Sucks.
Well, good thing we don't get nice days so we can save our PTO.
That's right.
And then we don't use it and then I just have to take random days off in December.
I don't understand why anyone does that. Why don't you just build it up and do something? Why do you take random days?
Because I build it up and I use it throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, I have like so many days left that I have to use or I lose them. Because we can't sell them back. So I'm like, shit. I don't have anything to do.
You don't get rollover days?
He has 40 hours.
No, we get to roll over the 40 hours a week.
What the fuck are you saving all that time for?
They give us... We get
4 weeks and we can roll over... Yeah. 1 week, so we always have 5 weeks every year, but I've asked Mitch that too because I'll take random days here and there, but he's like, I have nothing to do, why am I going to waste it? Well, so you can enjoy your life before you die. That's why.
Yeah, Americans are really bad about enjoying life before we die.
I enjoy life. I do like how basically the entire month of December I work like 3 days a week.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Like, I think this past December I worked like 12 days entire month.
That's fair.
Cool.
I don't have any kind of vacation like that. I have to wait forever just to build up time. I use it immediately after I get it. I've not been able to save anything. I guess that's what happens when you have a life.
Yeah, I don't have a life, so I save up my vacation.
But you have a bitchin' ass keg now. What's that about?
I do have a keg. That was my birthday present from Sherry, actually.
So is it... It looks like just an air tank. I've never seen a keg look like that before. What? How does it work?
Well, it's a 5-gallon keg. So, I mean, it's, you know, about 3.5 feet tall. Shut up. Don't laugh at me, you whore. So it's about 3.5 feet tall. Fill it with 5 gallons of beer, and one side, the little tank that's the CO2 that goes in, pressurizes it, and then it comes out the little tubey tube.
Oh, I was looking at the CO2.
Oh, yeah, that's the CO2 tank.
I was going to say, well, I mean, I've looked at my fair share of kegs while doing keg stands in college, and I was like, that doesn't look like anything I've seen before.
Those are different types of kegs that are, they're like 16 gallons and from the breweries and stuff.
Well, what's the difference between one of those and what you have and a train, which I also could afford?
Mine is only 5 gallons.
So it's just smaller? It fits in your refrigerator.
Yeah, it's in the refrigerator. I want to get a chest freezer, though, so that I can get more kegs and not take up refrigerator space.
Don't you need, like, a tap for that?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well, I'll get taps. It's
it looks like a water softener. I'm not comprehending.
I got one of those.
Shut up. We're not talking about you right now. In the top of it, there's a like a picnic tap, like you get out of your keg stand kegs. There's just a tap at the top, a picnic tap on a hose. That's all I have right now. I don't have the fun taps.
The fuck's a picnic tap?
You know the hose with the
when you go tap dancing,
you push it down and you use. Like a regular keg that you tap?
Now I don't know which one's true. What Mitch said or what Sherry said. They both
Sherry's
sound real.
Stupid.
Tap dancing at a picnic, obviously.
All right. Well, I don't
when
know.
When you pour your own beer, when you're at a party or something, someone's house, and they have a keg there, that little black thing that you push down and a beer comes out into your glass and it's all foamy.
African-American thing.
Yeah.
Racist.
Yes.
The difference is between like a regular keg that you get at a party and one of these is this is powered by CO2. The other one is pressured by air. So you're pumping it up and you're
right. What Joe has in his house, he has a kegerator too with CO2.
Right. So the difference is when you pressurize it by hand, you're adding oxygen to it, and oxygen is the enemy of beer and it makes it taste like shit the next day. So this way it lasts forever ish.
Okay.
Does it expire if you keep it stored cool?
I will never know.
He drinks it too fast.
Do you save money doing this, or does this cost you money?
I mean,
it costs me money and saves him money.
It saves me money because Sherry buys me all of the stuff.
I got him his first starter kit, and I got him his first all-grain starter kit, and I got him the keg. I'm kind of an enabler.
I mean, if you don't count the materials and the equipment, you're getting a beer for about a third the price.
So it's a long-haul investment, similarly to solar panels on your house.
It takes 30 years to make money back on those solar panels.
Unless you live where I live, and then you actually spend more money on them.
That's right. You found that solar... Was it a Google thing, or...?
Yeah, it's a Google thing. It was like basically a solar calculator type thing. It looks up your address, and they do like measurements, you know, estimations like... Over 20 years of leasing the solar equipment, you will have blah, blah, blah. And for us, it would actually cost us $16,000 to have to lease solar panels.
And us who live in full sunlight in Florida, in central Florida, in basically just a square box of a house, after 20 or 30 years, I forget if it was 20 or 30 years.
It was 20 years.
We only were saving $3,000.
You know what else they don't bring up is the mining that goes into making the materials for a solar panel and how much
right.
fossil fuel is used to mine for solar panels.
I don't think
you're saving like $12 a month.
Oh, really? They don't? Do you know that the material they use to make solar panels, they have to mine for?
Well, I'm sure the materials they are, but you said mine for solar panels, I don't think solar panels
Mining's made to make solar panels. You know what I meant, asshole.
I know what you meant.
Do you serve solar panels?
I know what you meant, and I wanted to be a dick.
Well, good for you.
It's kind of my thing.
Yeah, no, I had an IBS poop.
Is it okay now?
I have a headache, too.
Was it a good one?
What is wrong with me?
Oh, you're probably detoxing because we haven't had sugar in 2 days.
Oh, my God. That's probably what it is. Man, I have a fucking headache.
Yeah.
Crabby. My stomach's all painy. And Dutch said he's going to be 30 minutes late. It's fucking 40 minutes.
Fucking Dutch.
Think he'll actually show?
It's basically 30 minutes, though, right?
I'm taking all my aggression out on him.
So yeah. Should
we get here so he'd let me do that?
No.
Speaking of Dutch, oh, my God. You guys have to watch The Great Indoors.
Why?
Because every time I watch the show, the main character, Joel McHale, I'm like, oh, my God, he's Dutch.
Joel McHale is Joel.
I know.
I know
They're the same person.
They are. Is every Joel like that? Is every Joel a Joel McHale type personality?
I think so.
It's hard for me to get into it because it has a laugh track. No, but it has a laugh track, though.
I got over it, actually. I don't even notice the laugh track anymore because it's a legitimately funny show. So I don't hear
the laugh track. Funny, but why do we need a laugh track?
Right,
because
so
it's on network TV.
You're going to have to, you know, get some wiggle
room. The Office
going.
Was on network TV. Parks and Rec was on network TV, and they didn't have laugh tracks.
I think they were going for the mockumentary thing, which is a little different style, not a sitcom.
The Great Indoors is a mockumentary? I have no idea what it's about.
No, The Great Indoors is not a mockumentary. This is just a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
But it's very funny.
I mean, I believe you.
I test. I rarely ever fall asleep.
Those mockumentaries are weird, like, because the Office one I got, like, the American one and the UK one, because it was like, oh, someone was making a documentary on working in an office, blah, 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 blah. But then you have ones like Parks and Rec where they're not filming a documentary, but they're always looking at the camera. It's, you know what I mean? You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's no backstory about it being a documentary.
They never explain why they look at a camera.
Right. Another one that's like that, too, is like Modern Family. You know, why do they keep filming them? Why are they talking about situations? Why are they everywhere in their life?
I didn't think that that was a mockumentary. I thought that they were kind of spoofing Big Brother, where Big Brother had that booth that you could go and vent your feelings to a camera.
No, I thought it was like a mockumentary because they look at the camera all the time.
Didn't it all start with The Office?
Yeah. Or, I guess, Jimmy Fallon, if you count all the times he broke on SNL.
No, that was just him being a bad actor.
Right.
I don't think that has anything to do with that.
You know, he was here in Orlando breaking in his new ride at Universal Studios.
Why does he
have a ride? He has his own ride?
Yeah, they took down the Jimmy Neutron experience, which became the Minions experience. Or no, wait, Minions is still there. I'm sorry. They took down Twister. It was in the Twister spot, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Oh, Twister had a ride up
the
until
old,
last
the
year.
Old stupid ride Twister, they took that down in Universal, and they put Jimmy Fallon's, like, wacky, crazy ride through New York thing.
So it was just him getting drunk and falling over and breaking bones?
I don't know. I haven't ridden it yet. But he was here to, send it off, I don't know, whatever way he does. And he wrote, like, a speech and everything. He was all heartfelt about it.
Did he do some live shows here, a few of them?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was in town for a few days. Like, he was so happy that he had a ride dedicated to himself that he spent several days here kicking it off.
I don't know why he needs his own ride. I don't understand that.
Apparently, he pitched the idea a long time ago, and they said no until he got a Tonight Show, and then they said
How
yes.
How does the ride work?
It's probably one of those virtual reality movie theaters where the floor shakes a little bit underneath you.
What does it have to do with the Tonight Show?
I haven't ridden it, and I bet you what it is like you're sitting in a fake Tonight Show booth. You know how they used to do those things where they would ride through? Was it Conan or one of those Tonight Show guys?
Just look it up.
I don't want to.
Hey, producer, what the fuck's up with the Jimmy Fallon thing?
Mitch, that's you.
Shut up.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Cherry to get out of her blanket and leave Pinterest.
She's not a pincher. She's watching puppies.
Fair.
What the? Okay, let's.
We're in a very specific German wire hair pointer group on Facebook. So sometimes I just scroll through that very specific group of a very specific breed and look at all of Sterling's cousins.
That's.
God, so
I bet there's not a lot of diversity in that group.
No.
Aw. Probably the same litter. Over and over again.
Yeah, I love them.
So, looks like he is in a car called the Tonight Rider.
Ah!
He's driving his own little car. It's called the Tonight Rider, and he's racing through New York. And I'm sure he says witty things along the way, and then probably stops and laughs at the camera. But yeah, that's his new ride.
Wasn't he like the guide in the new Jurassic World movie too, in that ball?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they had like a joke in there or whatever.
Sure. I don't remember.
All right, so.
It wasn't memorable, if that's what you were getting at.
You know, he didn't have a ride, Johnny Carson.
That's true. He didn't. Neither
even
did
Jay Leno, and he was Conan a sellout.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I was talking with my boss, and I was joking around that she was going to go to Universal to go to the opening. And she was like, actually, I was about to go. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because we have to give mad respect to Jimmy. And she's like, actually, I don't really like him. I'm like, I don't really like him either. I just respect him for getting as far as he did, considering the fact that no one ever really liked him.
Well, people liked him or they wouldn't have given him the show.
I mean, it was amusing to watch him break in every SNL skit he was in, but we all kind of just made fun of him a little bit, and somehow he just kept doing stuff anyways, despite the fact that we all were kind of annoyed.
Well,
he
lucked out too because of what happened with Conan. Conan should still be there.
Oh, I know.
So I read an entire article about what his ride is about, and I have no idea what his ride is about.
I'm sure the plot is just dripping with nothing.
Something about...
What can it be about?
Ragtime gals doing sketches from The Tonight Show. And... Jimmy Fallon thank you notes. Tonight Show history. This sounds terrible.
Most virtual reality rides aren't that great. The plots are weak. Like, I don't know what you're expecting out of them. But it's just kind of a novelty to gag. Like, hey, here's a celebrity. Universal is known for doing stuff like that because they tried to salvage the ride Earthquake by calling it Disaster and putting in Christopher Walken into the ride. And they didn't really change the ride much. They just put some TVs around it and did the Tupac smoke machine. I'm not really here, but I kind of feel like I'm here. Visual effects. And I mean, it's kind of novel for a second. You're like, hey, it looks like he's here and he's talking to me. But then you're still riding Earthquake, even though it's Disaster. So now they tore that down and they're building the Fast and the Furious ride instead.
How many people left that ride doing Christopher Walken impressions? Very poorly.
I doubt anyone left because it's hard to hate Christopher
Walken.
They all
died in the earthquake?
No, that's afterwards.
Oh.
But yeah, somehow that didn't survive, but the Men in Black ride that keeps playing the Men in Black song over and over again survived. But see, the thing is, that ride is a game, and games can survive a lot longer than the novelty of somebody looking like they're standing in front of you when they're not really. So I guess I get that too. But I don't get the Jimmy Fallon thing, but in the front of the park, they love throwing newer stuff to seem hip and relevant. And so, you know, they've been swapping out things for, like, Shrek became the Minions. And like I said, Jimmy Neutron was there before. And they just like to cycle out stuff that kids, I guess, can get excited about. And then as soon as they build it, it's already out of date because it takes way too long to build. And then they have to find something else to replace it. And now we're in this weird conundrum where rides beget movies, which beget rides updates. And so now we have, like, we used to have the King Kong ride, and then it went away, and then more King Kong movies came out, and then they had to put King Kong back, but, like, the movie version, not, like, the original version. And the same thing happens with Pirates of the Caribbean. The ride came first, and then the movies came out, and then, well, now I have to put Captain Jack Sparrow back in Pirates of the Caribbean to make it relevant. And I don't know. I feel like I'm in some sort of marketing cycle here.
So when does the X-Men 1 ride come out?
That is a very good question. Who owns X-Men? I don't know if
that'd be Marvel, isn't it? Does Disney own Marvel?
No, I don't know. Well, Disney owns Marvel, but was X-Men always its own thing though, or was that Disney? I don't remember ever seeing a Disney logo in front of an X-Men movie, but I could be wrong.
Well, that would have been before Disney owned Marvel, though, wasn't it?
Right, but there's still been new X-Men movies, like the Apocalypse movie. I'm looking it up.
I've never actually seen them.
I don't know who owns X-Men. Hold on. I know Marvel.
I was just
Studios.
Making a joke.
I guess it would be Disney. So I don't know. Maybe Disney will do something with X-Men. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it because they've been too busy making Avatar Land again. When you start building
That's
stuff
timely.
Based off of movies, it's immediately out of date because it takes fucking forever to construct a whole entire land dedicated to a movie that was popular. Stop doing that. The only time it works is when it's a classic film like Star Wars or Indiana Jones or any of those things where it's like, yeah, even new kids kind of can relate because their parents probably made them watch it. But I don't know. Who am I to say? I'm sure this is very relevant for people in Nebraska.
They need an over-the-top virtual reality simulator where you get to ride in a semi-truck and do bicep curls preparing for your arm wrestling championship.
Do you really think that that's going to hold up?
I think so.
I was going to say a Hunger Games virtual reality.
No shit.
Yeah, except you actually shoot people with bows. It's not even virtual. It's just reality.
Dude. I would be scared. That sounds scary.
It could be like almost like a laser tag type of thing.
Hunger Games laser tag sounds like a good idea to me. Because laser tag is kind of lame now. Laser tag used to be so cool. It's totally lame. And now there's things like...
It is.
What's fun? What's the new laser tag? There's this thing here called Frisbee Golf. I think that's becoming popular.
They do that here 3 months out of the year.
Well, you can't
maybe
do,
four.
You can't do anything in Minnesota. It's fucking
I've never seen the fun in frisbee golf, but
I've never tried it.
I mean, you're just kind of throwing a heavy frisbee around into cages.
I've also been told that there's this thing called like Top Golf or something like that, where it's like not quite
Top Golf is fun.
Not quite real golf, but not quite putt putt.
Yeah, basically, Top Golf is it's a bar, and you get to hit golf balls at targets that light up different colors if you hit them.
And there's like two different layers of like you can be on the first floor and the second floor hitting the ball.
Like you don't have to walk around. You don't have to go anywhere. You just hit a button on the floor and a ball appears and you just hit the ball into and try to hit him into targets.
That's pretty it's cool.
Like, it's like bowling meets golf almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. See, I can get my head behind that. And it does kind of just look like a driving range.
Yeah, that's all it is. And you see all those pits in the middle and stuff, they're all worth different scores. So somehow it knows which ball is yours, even though there's like 50 people hitting balls at
like
once.
I think they're like chipped.
So it's like, a driving range meets a bowling alley meets skee ball.
Yeah.
You basically, yeah.
Okay.
And we only know this because of work. We don't have a Top Golf in Minnesota.
Yeah.
What do you mean, because of work, but you don't have one?
Well, we went to San Antonio last year for work, and they brought everyone to Top Golf.
Oh, okay.
So we went there.
Oh, well, good for you going to a Top Golf. We got to do one of those great escape challenges.
Those are fun.
Yeah, it would have been fun had I not lost. Goddamn people can't figure out puzzles. We got the hardest one. It was like 5 rooms. Like, barely anyone passes the room we were in, and we were close. So, I feel like we did okay. But, yeah, Royce and I are always trying to think of stuff to do on the weekends, which I totally understand why you guys are just homebodies and brew your own beer at this point. Because you're just like, who wants to go to putt-putt again, or laser tag, or bowling, or golf?
Pretty much it. We do like yard work or housework during the day because I feel like guilty if I just sit around and do nothing. So I'm always trying to do something. And then I work so hard I crash by 8. I'm a very interesting person.
We do mini golf every now and then, though. I still think that's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just a hater. I don't know. I haven't done. There's so many mini golf courses in Florida, and especially where we are, you just every 2 feet there's a giant waterfall with a sign that says golf behind it.
We have to be the mini golf capital of the world.
We have to be.
We have a new one in Minnesota that's really fun. Yeah, it's like hipster paradise, though.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can Wonderland.
You're gonna use it 3 months out of the year there anyway.
No, it's indoors.
Oh wow!
And there's a it's like there's a it's underneath a brewery and they have their own bar there and it's just like this indoor mini golf. It's a really huge place. It's like in a warehouse and it's actually really kind of cleverly built. Like one of them, you have to hit it up and it goes through a loop and it goes over a bunch of instruments and shit and it just makes a bunch of noise. Mm-hmm. One of them, you have to actually hit it off of a tee ball thing into a hole with a bat.
What is Can Can Wonderland the name of the place that you're describing, Sherry?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
And they have like those like alcoholic like shakes and malts and shit with like Fruit Loops and
super hipster though.
Right. Alcohol that children would want to try.
Yeah.
Essentially.
That's how you get them hooked.
That is how you get them hooked. All right.
Well, why don't we go to break? And when we come back, hopefully we have Dutch back. I took a Tylenol with codeine, so hopefully that kicks in and I feel better. So,
Sounds like a plan.
Why don't you hit it? We'll be right back, guys.
More Life Radio!
Mackenzie, you got consent forms? Oh, yeah, right here, bro. Rise and shine, guys. If you scored last night, I need your consent forms. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whoa, Barker, did you perform cunnilingus? There's a different release form, bro.
Yeah, sorry, it's right here.
Nice.
Bro! Oh, dude, bro!
What, bro?
Dude, I scored with this female, and after consenting to putting her mouth on my penis, she wanted me to walk her home.
Yeah?
And when I got to her house, she had me meet her father, who was Filipino, so I asked him if he could tell me about the cultural and social dynamic of being a Filipino-American.
Naturally.
So he says some stuff, and then the newspaper lands on his doorstep, because I guess her dad subscribes to the school newspaper, and he picked it up, and I saw the headline said this. What the fuck is this, bro? Bro, that little kid wrote that our color views and fight for social justice is just a way for us to cross blood.
That's not true.
Oh, I know, bro. We're being totally victimized. That little fucker did.
I need a shot. I need a shot of the vision. I need a hand.
Welcome to the second hour of Go Fuck Yourself. Brought to you by Dutch and Royce. I'm Marie. I'm neither Dutch nor Royce. You're here with Mitch, who's also neither Dutch nor Royce.
That's me.
Sherry, who is also neither Dutch nor Royce.
It's me.
And I am told there may be a Dutch in the room.
That was really good. I like that.
Thank you. It's most of my anger coming out because every 2 seconds, Royce keeps going back to the bathroom. So.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. It's been happening for a while there, buddy.
Yeah,
he's poopy today.
Yeah, he took a Tylenol
with
codeine.
I almost shit my pants on the drive home today.
Well, that's good. That's normal for a 30-some-odd-year-old adult. Yeah.
You're old.
I'm exhausted. I had to drive up to Fort Collins, which was like a 3-hour drive, build 2 greenhouses, and then come back. And then
what are you, an Amishman?
Basically. With my new job, right now they're in the middle of spring season and they have those little like greenhouses that you can see out front of like anything that has like a floral department, like a grocery store or whatever.
What do you mean?
So my company has a whole bunch of like clients that want these little mini pop-up greenhouses out front. So I've been doing that for the last...
What do you mean new job?
My new job.
Like, since when?
How new is new? Like you're still talking about greenhouses. So what new job are you talking about?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't work for my other company anymore, so I work for a new company.
You don't sell sprinklers anymore?
I don't sell sprinklers anymore. I didn't in the first place, but I do.
So now you're selling Pop-Tart greenhouses?
No, I'm in the, at an actual greenhouse that, like, one of the things they do is they build greenhouses for the spring season when people buy plants. So
you won't be coming to Minnesota anymore?
No, I will.
Does your new company need videos?
No, they're good.
Oh.
Oh.
Wasn't your old company your dad's company?
Yeah. He's the one who fired me, so.
Your dad fired you?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it, buddy?
It's too much family dynamic stuff, and I hate being that guy, because normally we always talk about family stuff on the show, but this one kind of cuts deep, and it's bad. So.
Is that why you're always out of breath all the time?
No. I don't know what that means.
That's just being out of shape.
But yeah, now I work for an actual greenhouse. And this is the thing we're doing now. So, and just the way the hours work, like I get off at 5 o'clock here and it's an hour away from where I live. So I won't be able to do hippo juice until the second hour for a while now. So, and then for the next month or so, I'm probably going to be having these hours where I don't get home till 9 o'clock. You guys should just fire me.
Do you want to be fired?
Not really. No, I like doing this. It's just, and I feel bad constantly telling you guys, hey, I'm going to be late or I'm canceling or whatever. I hate doing that. It's not like I have, an excuse for not doing it. It's just work. So
do you have other times and days that you could do it? Is it like one of those things where if we just talked it out, we could switch slots?
Could. The only thing I could think of is Sunday nights. I have Sundays off. I know that.
Oh, you mean original Dutch and Royce nights?
But not even that, because I'm getting into wedding season, and I work for a DJ company now too. So it's coming up wedding season. I'm going to be doing like 2 to 3 weddings a weekend. So,
jeez, workaholic.
Don't forget about us.
Oh no, you guys are definitely penciled in. The way it works is with this DJ company, they kind of like they'll send you like, okay, here's available dates. Who can do them? And you say yes or no to whichever one that they ask you to do. So you can say no for whatever reason. So
it's like Uber for weddings.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. So it was funny because like they had this like DJ training because they have a whole bunch of new DJs that work for this company. And so they had me come to like the thing. They just wanted to see mic technique. And they had me do like one intro. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're good. You don't have to come back anymore. You're good.
So are you doing the wedding stuff because it's just good money or like?
Good money and it's fun to do.
Okay.
Do you scratch between songs?
Every song?
Do the wiki thing?
Every song?
No, I don't.
Can you?
Don't do it.
Will you please for your wedding?
I am firing you as the groom. P.S. Don't marry me.
So like the second job is also a hobby. That's something you enjoy doing.
It's a second job.
It's not like you're forced to do it, or it's just like you need secondary income.
First of all, forcing someone to do a job is slavery. So
no,
not if you pay them.
Yeah, if you pay them, then it's not slavery.
No, I just wanted to work again, like during the day. So,
wait, popping up greenhouses is a night job?
No, day job. Night job is a DJing.
Oh, okay. So. Got it. Sounds like you're a busy fella.
I am so goddamn tired. So,
you know, usually people slow down as they get older.
No, for whatever reason. I'm on the opposite track. Like my eyes are heavy right now. Like I have the worst case of swamp ass from sitting in the car after sweating. And then, you know, you sit down, if you have like the wrong pair of Hanes boxers, you know, like the ones that are a little more rough, it gets in your butt crack. And now I'm like, I'm having a hard time sitting right now.
Well, I mean, I know.
Take them off.
I know I, you know, run you to the ground, but you could change your underwear.
Oh, no, I did. I'm just sitting in my athletic shorts that are like that wicking material, and I have that firmly placed up in my butt cheeks. So,
as opposed to showering?
Well, you guys were yelling at me for not coming on the air, so.
Well,
I literally walked through the door 3 seconds ago.
We always yell at you, and I'm glad that you didn't shower and you prioritized me first.
Right. I figured I could not shower for 45 minutes and be good. So, what'd you guys talk about in the first hour? I didn't hear any of it. So.
We talked about our weekends and that Mitch is brewing his own beer and has a keg. And we saw an air show. And then we talked about the weather for a lot to piss Royce off when he started going to the bathroom.
Is he still in the bathroom?
What's going on with him today? What did he eat?
No, it's not food related. He has a massive headache, too. He's asleep on the couch now, right over there.
Oh.
Yeah, he kind of crapped out on us. I think he's not feeling too good. He just
I was planning on leaving for the second hour, and I decided to stay.
Oh, Sherry, you're going to be so tired. We're all going to be tired and cranky.
Chelsea has. Go ahead.
Wednesdays are just useless Sherry day. As of, well, since Tuesday
since
night
shows.
Since
you've been doing the show.
So.
Do you really?
Go on. What about Kelsey?
Oh, she's like suffering from massive food poisoning. We got like, she got like these ribs the other day.
Uh-oh.
Like she ordered them 2 days ago, but then we were eating something else. So she put them in the fridge and then ate them last night. And then this morning she had to cancel work. She never does.
Uh-oh.
Because she's been throwing up and.
One
and
day.
Basically, all of her orifices have just things coming out of it at this point.
Hot.
One day should have been fine for ribs.
I don't know. She just is thinking it's that. And then, you know, her work said, yeah, you have to take 48 hours off because there's, I guess, a bug going around work. So it might be that. I don't know.
Yeah. So. There's always bugs and shit going around. Because, I mean, food poisoning hopefully is usually like a 24-hour thing. And if it's food poisoning, it's not contagious. So you're just shitting.
Yeah, well, at a hospital, they can't take chances. So.
Well, that's a good point. Well, poor Kelsey and poor Royce and poor every one of us for being so tired for putting a goddamn good show on for you listeners.
I went to a kid's birthday party. It was my nephew's 6th birthday. Huh?
So were you invited?
Yeah. It was my nephew's 6th birthday. And Kelsey and my sister-in-law, Rosie, are like really good friends. And Rosie's this like crazy loud Bulgarian, and I love her to death. But Aaron and Rosie, you know, were saying that they were going to have like a night themed like birthday party because, you know, my nephew's all into like dragons and knights and like Knights of the Round Table.
You should have said that.
And so, like, you know, 2 days ago, Kelsey's like, hey, look what I ordered. And she ordered like a Renaissance woman's dress for herself because she wanted to dress up for the party and got like me like this Spartacus hat. And I'm like, you know, this is the wrong decade, right?
Picture
She's like,
no,
we're going to go dressed up. I'm like, you're going dressed up for my nephew's birthday party? She's like, yeah, I told Rosie I would. And I'm like, they're going to be dressed up. I'm like, because they're the parents. Of course they're going to be dressed up. They're not like that's, you know, that's for their kid. I'm like. Do you understand how weird it would be if I went to your nephew's birthday party dressed up in like armor?
It wouldn't be weird at all. The kids would love it.
Well, so, and I was like, all right, well, we'll see if anybody else is dressed up. She was the only one dressed up. Not even the parents.
And did
were
the kids
up.
Like it?
Like for like a minute or two, but he's 6 and it's his birthday party and he's on cake and ice cream and he was running around, you know, because my brother got like this big blow up bouncy castle outside and. You know, the kids were being kids at a birthday party, and there's big old boob Kelsey in a Renaissance woman's dress.
You really nailed it with your fucking flannel shirt and your flip-flops with your Spartacus.
Yeah. Oh, did you look at the picture?
I looked at the picture, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Put the picture in the chat room.
All right. I don't know if this ever going to be able to see this.
I'm not dressing up. If you want me to put a helmet on when I walk in, then I'll do it. And I took it off the second I came in because my nephew was like, hey, can I have that? I'm like, yeah, sure. It was literally 2 seconds after I walked in. And then she made me put that back on so she could take a picture with me. And I'm just like, babe, this is okay.
I have a Renaissance dress. Why wasn't I invited?
Next time we have a night themed party, I'll let you know.
You're wearing the mask and I can see how upset you are.
Was upset.
And just the so way bummed. That you positioned your left hand in front of your leg where it's just a little too stiff.
It's
and
just kind of falling in front of you like,
yeah, like I can see your
the whole day was like, where's the helmet? Where's the helmet? I'm like, please don't let her find the helmet.
I can see your shoulders are hunched over. Your leg is stuck out a little bit like you're like kind of just resting on one
I was
arm.
A defeated man in that moment.
I can see you just going, fine, take the goddamn picture. And I can't see your face.
Actually, if you zoom in, his eyes are like half closed and his mouth is kind of frowning.
Oh, really?
So, but it was hilarious because like my sisters love Kelsey and they were just like, you're the only person who could get away with this. And like one of my sisters was like, yeah, I've been here for a half hour and I just now noticed that you were wearing it because that's just what you do.
You know, on the flip side, I did mention, you know, we went to an air show this past Saturday and for my birthday, which was a very Mary Ann birthday theme party, which actually was a theme party that was quite successful and everyone dressed up and no one had to spend extra money to do so. One of the things that I had left over from said party was a bubble wand, because I ended up buying a bubble wand at Target for like $2 up in the emergency I need to buy a bubble wand section. And I tried to use it indoors and it just made a puddle of soap on the floor and it was a mess. So I just put it away. So I was like, well, if I'm going to be outside an air show, this would be a perfect opportunity to use up all these bubbles that I bought for no reason, apparently. So I bring it over and, you know, wouldn't you know it, there's like three or four kids, that other people's kids, that are running around. And I'm like, this is perfect. Kids love bubbles. I'm going to be awesome. So I start just kind of like twirling around and blowing the bubbles. And I forgot, like, I don't hang around kids that much at all, really. Like, most of my friends do not have kids and we avoid them at all costs. And I forgot what it is when a kid sees a bubble. It's not like, oh, cool, you brought bubbles. What happens when you blow bubbles in front of a kid, they start going, ah! And they scream at a high-pitched scream that I've never heard in my life. And
how old was this kid?
Well, it was two little girls and one, like, toddler little boy. And the little girl, I don't know, I can't guess ages, I'm not around kids. Real short, but to a point where she could run around on her own and say words.
So like under five?
Probably about a five-year-old. If I had to guess, it was probably a five-year-old. And she was screeching at the top of her lungs every time the wand blew. And then I was like, here, you want to hold it? And then they get shy immediately. And they're like, no. So they just wanted me to do it for them so that they could go and try to catch him. But I'm just like, man, to have that kind of joy over something as simple as a bubble wand, I wish I could have an ounce of that back.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a picture of a puppy, though?
I have.
That's the same feeling.
It is kind of the same feeling. That kid in bubbles was me looking at puppy photos. That's right. That's pretty much what it was. But I don't scream at the top of my lungs like that. I mean, literally, I think eyes rolled into the back of her head.
I squealed at the top of my lungs over a water softener this weekend.
Why? Oh, do tell.
That
dish
is true.
I
came home and I was like, Mitch,
was it also a vibrator?
I don't know. Is it, Mitch?
I was going to say, it's just a water softener.
No,
I know.
So we bought our house almost 3 years ago and the water softener broke within like 4 months of us buying the house and it leaked all over the basement and we so we didn't replace it because we're like, whatever, we shower at the gym most like 4 out of 7 days, like we're fine. So we've been getting all these new, like, silverware and Pyrex and all these things. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking polish them every time I fucking put them away. So tax returns, let's get a water softener. So I wasn't expecting it. I come home. I was like, hey, babe, what'd you do today on Saturday? And he's like, oh, I did this, this, and this. And I go downstairs to go grab a cider. And I walk past the physical water softener. And I see this giant box. And I squealed and I was like screamed or something. And then I had to like step backwards to see the physical water softener that I walked right past. And I was so excited.
Mitch surprised you. I did.
And then he got laid.
Well, now.
So that's pro tip. You want sex? Buy a water softener. If you already have a water softener, break it.
Did you?
And then on Sunday, I went down to go grab some wine, and I was like, I can fit into this box. So I laid it on its side, and I crawled in, and I was laying on the floor, like, obviously horizontal, trying to, like, flip up, and I was like, nope, not working. So I pulled it up to those little steps you can see behind, and I laid it on the side and got in, and then I grabbed the sides, and I thump my way back to where the box originally was, and then I texted Mitch. I was like, come here, I need your help.
I'm sitting upstairs and I'm hearing a thump, thump, thump in the basement. I'm not thinking anything of it because she does dumb shit all the time. I'm like, she's probably tearing something apart down there. I don't know.
So I text him up and say, come here. And I wait for him and I'm listening, try not to giggle because I don't have a poker face. And then I like jumped out of the water softener box like I was jumping out of a cake. And I was like, hello.
That's exactly what I would have done. Line by line, if I figured out I could fit in that box, that is exactly what I would have done.
I'm getting in that goddamn box.
Yep. I'm going to figure out a way to get in that goddamn box.
And then when it was time for her to get out, I refused to help her. The box goes up to about her armpits, right? So she can't just climb out of the box. So I'm like, I'm just watching, like, okay, how are you going to get out of this thing now?
Did she fall forward?
So she turns around and she thumps back over to the stairs. And the entire time this is happening, I'm like, she's going to catch it. She's going to jump too hard and she's just going to face plant right into the stairs. And I'm going to be held responsible because I watched her do it.
Well, and then I had to, like, lean the box back against the stairs to climb out of it, so it was at an angle. So he was expecting me to just, like, break my face on the stairs.
I would have just fallen forward and hoped my arms caught me. I wouldn't have bothered to try to go to the stairs. That sounds like way too much work.
I was scared.
And speaking of work, did any of you say what's in the box the entire weekend? Because I would be disappointed if neither one of you said what's in the box.
I did not.
Come on, guys. You're better than that. I did that at the office the other day when there was a box that shouldn't have been next to me. You have to say what's in the box.
You know, I'm looking at this picture. Did Kramer kick open your door? What happened to your door?
Let me see what happened there.
Yeah, we took it down to paint, didn't we?
No, when we got that fridge.
Oh, we got a second fridge that... It's directly behind the water box. So we took the door off the hinges so we could try and get it into here. But our doors are made for midget people because our house was built in the 1950s. So we couldn't get the fridge through. And I have asked Mitch multiple times to, hey, think you could like fix the doorknob?
Well, see, it couldn't get
and
past.
And he doesn't.
It couldn't get past the door handle. So I tried to take the door handle off, but this is, I cannot figure this fucking door handle out. I mean, usually
it looks like the right side and left side don't match.
Well, no, that's because I physically beat the shit out of it trying to rip it out because I could not figure out this door. Usually there's like a little screw that you can unscrew it and they just come apart.
These
don't have that.
That was a wonderful.
So I cannot figure it out.
That was a wonderful detail when Sherry posted the picture of her brand new water softener. Everyone just kept saying, well, when's Mitch going to fix the goddamn doorknob?
Oh, that's funny.
And I knew it as I was taking the photo, too. I was like, meh, can't do anything about it.
Well, you could have, like, maybe taped the backsides down so that it looked like it was steady.
Nah.
Too much effort. Nah. I'd rather have people make fun of Mitch.
That's why I took the lock part out of it so that we could still open and close the door because we couldn't physically turn it anymore.
You fixed the glitch.
Yeah.
I got it.
So what you have to do, just saws all that thing off there?
No, the lock part, whatever, you could just unscrew that and that popped out. But I can't get the handles off.
Speaking of, can you put it back together?
No. Oh. They're fucked.
Oh.
I'm gonna cut them off eventually and just put a new one in.
Oh, okay.
Although we probably need a new door.
Can it not be brass?
No, it's gonna be brass.
No.
It needs to match the rest of the house.
Do they physically sell brass anymore?
Only.
Yeah. There's brass.
Only sell brass.
Oh, God.
Because old people need new handles, too.
That's true. Needs to match their brass bed frames and all that fun stuff.
Hot.
Brass everything.
So, speaking of housework gone awry, on Sunday, I, too, wanted to be productive and outside and moving and cleaning up while I'm at it. So I decided I was going to take our Sawzall, because Dutch, you said Sawzall, and that reminded me, and just do some cleanup, because, you know, as I mentioned, we're in a drought, and so it was really easy to just kind of clear out some dead stuff and, you know, make room for spring and for summer and planting. And so I'm doing my job, and Royce is like, do you need any help? And I'm like, no, I don't need any help. I'm doing this for exercise as well as for... yard work.
Yeah, yard work's your zen.
Yeah, exactly. I enjoy doing it, and him being out there, he would just complain, and then it wouldn't be zen. It would just be annoying. So I like doing it by myself. So I'm doing it, but then he noticed like I was struggling after a while with some branches, and he's like, "You might need to switch out the blade. Here, let me help you switch the blade out on your Sawzall." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's great." And I was sitting there like thinking, you know, I was noticing that there was smoke coming out as I was doing it because all the bromo was so dry.
Shut up! I'm on death's door and I'm here and I'm not gonna defend my goddamn. I don't fucking care how I feel. And I don't feel good. Hi, Dutch. And I don't feel.
Hey, buddy.
And I don't feel good. All right?
I'm sorry.
But, no, again, it's okay. And by the way, Dutch, I'm fine with moving to Sundays.
No, I'm sorry you don't feel good.
Yeah, I'm fine with moving to Sundays, by the way. I heard everything. I don't care.
No, he doesn't know if Sundays are good either. We'll talk more offline.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, tell us a time, dummy.
Look, I'm busy. I have a lot of work. I'm sorry.
We miss you.
I got to make that paper, bitch.
I know. Anyways, so I'm noticing, like, smoke's coming out, but Royce is like, oh, I need to change the blade. And so I'm just like, here you go.
I didn't know there was smoke coming out.
Yeah, well, I saw it. I was like, hee-hee, there's smoke coming out. It's so dry outside. And I'm like, I hope this doesn't start a fire. I didn't tell you that part. When you went to take...
friction like a...
I go inside and I grab the new blade, and she hands it to me. And I didn't realize long it had been off or whatever, so I pressed the button to unlock it, and I go to pull the blade out.
With his fingers.
That blade had to be, I don't know how many degrees.
A billion, yeah.
But I immediately regretted it.
He blistered his thumb and his forefinger to a point where his phone didn't recognize his thumbprint to unlock his phone.
Oh, God.
And he was sitting there with it, holding an ice pack the entire rest of the day.
You know, like when you get a burn and, you know, you put an ice pack on it and usually, you know... But I sent it usually in about an hour. It's fine. This was like 8 hours of just.
Ugh.
And now my fingers feel like.
They're all smooth now.
They're numb.
By the end of the night, he was worried he wasn't going to be able to go to sleep because of the pain. And I just gave him some ibuprofen and he was fine. But.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And then as soon as he touched it, I'm the asshole going like, oh, be careful. It's probably hot after he touched it.
So then I proceeded to spend the next, like...
So he, like, runs off yelling and puts his hand in the pool. Meanwhile, I, being a smart woman, just bent the sawzall over so it was pointing downwards. So when I hit the unlock, it just fell out and I didn't have
to
touch
it.
Yeah. And I was like, honey, I switched it out myself.
And I'm laying on the floor
He's
with
laying
my hand
on the
pool.
Side of the pool with his hand dunked into the pool. And he's just, ow! Sorry, babe.
Yeah, it was.
It just reminded me, I got injured on Monday. I sprained my ankle pretty good because I was building these greenhouses and I was like up, like holding, I was putting this like cross beam thing up and I was standing on this like shelving unit and somebody had left, like we were putting cinder blocks underneath the sides of the building to like weight it down. And whoever was doing it left one single cinder block in the middle of where. Everybody was, and I went to step off the shelving unit, caught the side of it, and I basically landed with my foot at like a 90 degree angle and landed on my ankle. Like I bruised it bad, and then I fell backwards, hit my head on the other side of the shelf, and then landed square my back. And apparently the sound I made was funny enough to where like my coworkers were just started laughing.
Was it
a nobody
splat?
Was there in the greenhouse and saw it happen.
Was it a splat or a kerplunk?
Oh! Oh! Fuck! Oh! Oh! Ow. I twist my ankle! I, oh! My back! And my head! And that's the sound my parents have made. And they just came in and they're just laughing, going, "What the fuck, man?" I'm like, "Oh!" I've been limping for the last week, and these guys like. The rest of the day, they were just like, sorry for laughing, man, but that was a really funny sound you made.
Oh, holy fuck. You might as well have said, I have two owies.
Dude, I had your, let's see if I can put the picture online. It was a pretty, pretty bad sprain. Like my entire ankle swelled up to like a balloon and it was all black and blue and shit. I haven't had that in a long time. But that's another thing too, is like the older you get, like falling from a 3-foot distance, that hurts. Like,
yep.
Way more than I expected it to hurt.
I sprained my ankle just in my sandal. Like, there was no reason for it.
I seen it. He was walking to the trash can and then just didn't step right and sprained his ankle. And then, like, 3 days later, we're walking to dinner, and he steps on a rock and sprains the other one because he was compensating for the first one.
I was going to say my right foot hurts more now because I shift all my weight there.
Yep.
So basically, Royce is falling apart in front of my eyes.
Yeah. I took Tylenol with codeine.
He can't use both ankles. He can't use one hand. And right now you have a massive headache. And
well, the headache's gone. Now
the headache's gone.
Now I feel
like great
I
now?
Took a lot of medicine. It's very hard to talk with so much codeine. But my headache's gone. My headache is gone.
What a poor baby. We're all just breaking down at this point.
Dude, yeah. It's just not, and especially after you sprain your ankle, you have a really high chance of re-spraining it because it's such a tender and sore area. Like you step off a curb, which wouldn't hurt your other foot, but this one, it's just the slightest movement is killing me.
You know how much of a dick I am after Roy sprains the other ankles. I just accused him of having weak ankles and he needed to work out more.
Yeah. And by the way,
that's really mean.
I don't normally sprain my ankles, so it's not even a thing that normally happens.
Right.
It just happened.
It happens once since you've been dating.
And the only reason I sprained my other ankle is because I sprained my first one. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then she immediately goes,
ankles. Roy's over here. Can't keep his ankles straight.
And I was still in pain when she was saying it. I'm like, come on.
That was 5 minutes later. Before I start making fun of you. I was worried at first. Remember, I tried to catch your hand to keep you from falling.
Yeah, you're so caring.
Yeah, now I'm caring about your weak ankles.
My ankles are not weak. Don't spread that rumor.
It's a thing now. Yeah, we're all falling apart.
I just randomly thought of something. So we're talking about my nephew's birthday party earlier.
Right.
So
that bitchin' ass bumpin' party?
Huh?
That bitchin' ass bumpin' party of your cousin's?
Well, that's the thing is it was something that I haven't seen before, obviously, because I don't go to very many kids' birthday parties, but they invited his entire kindergarten class to come over. Or first grade, whatever grade he's in. And all the moms of the kids stayed. And they just kind of sat out on the porch and didn't really talk to each other, didn't really talk to any of my family members. And they just kind of just were there, with a soda or chips or whatever it was. And it was just really uncomfortable where it was why wouldn't you just drop your kid off and come back later? Because I remember as a kid,
You just get dropped off.
Well, is that a thing now where parents stay?
I just want to put this out there, Sherry. I am never staying for one of those things.
Oh, God.
I am just dropping off and leaving.
I'm right there with you.
I just wanted to make sure. Let's
get laid.
I would assume those mothers remained at the party for one of two reasons. A, they were worried that you were going to give their child drugs. Or B, they were worried that their child would be diddled as soon as they walked away.
Were either of those on the table?
No.
I'm not saying that you were offering that at the party. I'm just saying.
My brother has a very... Go ahead.
I'm just saying it's 2017, so the top two concerns a mom might have is diddling and drugs.
I guess.
Where does Syria fit in this, though?
Well, Syrians are Muslim and a lot of them do diddle kids, I would assume, because, the whole, repressive sexual, cultures, they probably do a lot of stuff behind closed doors. And, they may or may not do drugs, but I bet you they sell them.
I don't know about any of that.
I don't know either. All I'm saying is, it's just not a good area.
I don't know if I could ever have kids in this day and age just because that thing right there, just because I remembered in my own head, I was just looked at him you're uncomfortable and you're putting yourself in an uncomfortable situation. You're not talking to anyone just so your kid can have a few hours at a party. Just don't go to the party then. I don't know.
Because their kids have to have social interactions with other kids to be normal human beings. But they're still helicopter parents.
They didn't even attempt to talk to anyone. And it was a whole slew of them. It was this was normal for them. They're okay, we're going to a party and we're not going to talk to each other. It was very odd.
I mean, I have the benefit of I can make friends with anybody.
It's true. I've
yes,
seen
you
it
do have
for
that.
No reason.
Yeah.
But that's
hey, look at my kid over there. Isn't he a fucking dumbass? Tell me about yours. Hi, how's it going? I'm Sherry.
Oh, God.
And okay. Sherry also knows everybody. Like, she just runs into people all the time. Dutch, remember when you were up here? We mm-hmm. went to that bar down the street and Sherry saw someone that she knew at the bar.
Oh, yeah. And then she made like 18 new friends.
Yeah, yeah. So we went there again this weekend with her dad. And we're just sitting probably at the same table we were before. And a different waitress comes up. She's like, Sherry, oh, my God. Hi. I didn't know it was you over here. How are you doing?
Like,
uh-huh. Or like that time we got rear-ended when you were in my car, Joel.
And it was someone you knew.
Well, I knew like the organization she worked for. Or like...
like this is someone that Sherry had talked to over email.
Yeah, I've talked to her over email many times.
And mind you, for the listeners, this is like Minneapolis, St. Paul. Like this is not like a
half
small,
hour away, 20 minutes away.
Well, you know what I mean. Like this isn't like an area where like everybody knows each other type towns. Like this is the type of person Sherry is. She just knows everybody for some reason.
I love people and I love talking and I love getting to know people. I love people.
You're Tacky. One of the few. No one else I know likes people anymore.
Kelsey does, but I feel like I've trained her well in the last 2 years.
She is learning from you, oh wise one.
Oh, yeah. Mitch has definitely made me a little more curmudgeon and angry than I used to be.
I would say Royce has made me more cautious of other people where I was more trusting at once. What is it about our men telling us to stop talking? Oh, I get it. I get it now. Never mind.
Oppression.
You guys have been mansplaining to us for so long.
It's not for without reason, though.
No, I get it. You just don't want us to find someone new.
Well, you can find someone new. Just bring him home.
No, okay. Got it. No, that's what we're...
Deal.
Okay. Deal.
I mean, if she wants to find somebody new, good luck.
Well, I don't want to start. I don't want to start over. Holy shit, right, do I not want to start
not
over.
Not only that, but like, you know, my whole thing with her is like, nobody's going to put up with your nonsense the way I do, so.
Oh my God, trying to find someone new that's reliable in 2017 is the worst. I would never want to do that. Everything that sounds like you would have to do to date somebody sounds awful. Everything is awful. I'm so glad that I can just go home and play Zelda and go to sleep.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It seems like it's a little more accessible, or at least it seems like it's easier now to actually filter through it, like, especially like with the invention of Twitter and Bumble and things like that.
Not.
Like, there's a guy I'm working with on the crew that I'm at, and he's like 24, and he's telling us his Twitter and Bumble stories, and it seems like it's really easy actually nowadays.
No, it's easy to find someone to have sex with them, but it's not easy to find a long-term relationship with somebody. It's not like the divorce rate's going down. It's not. People are just not getting married anymore.
Not just the sex part. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just meeting somebody that you can talk to.
Bumble.
By the way, Bumble.
Find your honey.
Bumble is Twitter, but the girls have all the control.
Tinder.
They're the ones. Huh?
Tinder.
I said Tinder. What did I say?
You said Twitter.
Find your honey.
Oh, I said Twitter. I'm sorry.
You keep saying Twitter.
Tinder. Bumble is like the girl version of Tinder, where only the girl can initiate a conversation. The guy cannot.
Oh, I thought it was for bees. Same...
No, it's not for bees.
Oh.
Beads.
Bees! I was trying to find honey on that.
Ooh, I can shop and buy a man?
Well, Dutch, Dutch, I get what you're saying, that it's easier to find somebody to enjoy their company for maybe a couple of weeks and have sex with them. I'm saying I wouldn't want to have to long-term date to eventually marry somebody anymore.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
There's a lot more social rules these days.
Right. And a lot of people are just choosing not to get married.
Yeah, well, Kelsey and I are one of them.
Exactly. You're just like, I've been through it once. I've been through some long-term relationships. Not for me.
Yeah, she's been divorced. Yeah. So she's already done the dog and pony show as far as a wedding and a divorce and how messy all that shit is. She's like, no, never again.
Well, yeah, if you invite dogs and ponies to the wedding, there's going to be shit everywhere. Of course it's messy.
I want dogs and ponies everywhere. I
don't
care about
the shit.
That
would be a good day. If you got dogs and ponies every day, everywhere, you're living a good life.
I would agree. That sounds like a better life than having to find somebody on Tinder or Bumble.
It's just, where you find your honey.
No, I mean, I get the fucking aspect is easier, but the relationship aspect has to be harder, no?
Did you know that Tinder is actually how Kelsey found out that I was single?
Yes.
So she was just going through Tinder and she saw my picture. She's like, that guy looks recognizable. And then she pulled up my profile and she's like, oh my God, I used to be roommates with his sister. And then she, I guess, liked me, and it took like a day or so, and I hadn't been on Tinder in a long time, so I wasn't swiping yes, so she got no match for me, so she got impatient and sent me a message on Facebook.
I believe she told me at the live event that you guys used to fool around before.
She claims that we did, but this was back in my drug and drunken phase,
so
I was doing a lot of ecstasy and just drinking every night, kind of like it was in my early 20s, and I was having a lot of fun back then.
Kelsey,
and
apparently.
She says that we did. I don't remember it, but that's not to say it didn't happen.
Did she say more than one time?
No, just one time.
Okay.
She blew me in my bedroom.
Go for her.
And how do you not remember that? What were you on? Next
because there was a lot of girls and a lot of different things I was doing at the time.
And some guys.
Good you hussy.
Good for you.
You
slut. I was a
big slut.
Just remember.
Well, I was trying to make up for it because I was in a 5-year relationship during like college and then after college. And then this girl broke my heart. And so I was doing any and everything I could to not think about her. So,
yeah, that usually works out pretty
well.
It
was bad. Huh?
That usually works out pretty well.
Well, it didn't give me herpes. I thought I had it for a little while, and then it was like, no, it's just psoriasis.
Let me tell you something.
It's not herpes, it's just loneliness.
Codeine is an amazing drug, and I don't know why. I do understand why people get addicted to it. Like, I get it now. Like, I don't normally do it, but I get it. I got it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, the listeners are going to point back to, like, whatever happened to Royce Lopez? He was so good. Oh, pills. And it was...
How do you just have that lying around the house?
I have so many things lying around this house. You wouldn't even know.
Don't worry about how we acquire things.
Don't worry. Don't ask questions. I don't ask how you acquire things.
I'm just I'm wondering because if that was at my house, it wouldn't last at my house.
Oh no, it does. No, I don't. It's only like in case of emergency. It's not something
he had to
break
glass.
I remember when I had my wisdom teeth out, they gave me Percocets, and I really enjoyed those.
Those are fun, too, man. I get why prescription pills are a fucking problem, because they make you feel really good.
Yeah, I actually still have some Percocet in the house after I broke my collarbone, and I just have a bunch left over, and I'm like you, Royce, in case of emergency use kind of thing.
Like, dude, I was in the middle of the show, I was feeling like garbage, and I was like, it took to the point where I was like, I have to do something or I'm not going to make it.
I mean, if you don't have a drug problem, if you're prescribed something for pain, you usually don't go through all of them.
And everybody always has extra stuff like that because, you know, if you've ever broken something or, like you said, gone to the dentist, or you always have they always give you more than you need. You
get
know?
To the bottom, you're like, I'm going to save this in case I need it.
Right,
again.
Right.
No. I never say. I always ran out.
No.
I have leftover Viagra.
Just in case.
I would use that too, just for fun.
I have.
No, my doctor just had like a free sample, and he was like, because he was cool, and he just pulled up and he was like, hey, I have one of these free ones. You want it? And I was like, sure. I took a half of one. Dude, that shit's no joke, man. You can like slowly feel the blood draining from your head.
You start feeling your heartbeat and your dick. I know
exactly
what you mean. Dude,
that shit's intense, man.
I've never tried Viagra, but I have definitely done Cialis.
I heard Cialis isn't as intense.
It'll get there.
Or is it?
Cialis isn't the intense site, but Cialis, the problem with it is, like, for the next 3 days, a light breeze will give you a boner.
Viagra,
is that what it is?
Viagra is the sprint. Cialis is the long haul.
Right.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, I took about half of Viagra one time. Oof. I really felt like I was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, no, it'll drop your blood pressure. That's what it was for initially.
And then they realized everybody's been getting boners out of them.
Boners. Isn't that a crazy side effect that they didn't expect? Like, why are you popping a boner?
How great is that? Yeah.
Like, what are you, gay? Get that boner out of my face.
You still have heart disease, but you have a rock hard Peter. Peter's medical term. I wouldn't say cock.
We need to bring that back.
Peter, right? Isn't it great?
Peter's great.
Yeah, they show me
though,
your
that
Peter.
Is the name of one of my nephews, so...
Well, then he's a boy, so Peter has a Peter.
There you go.
Nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not touching him, I think it's fine to have a nephew, I believe.
I have an Uncle Dick, whatever.
Gross.
Sherry.
I really do.
What's your preferred word? Like, if you were just in regular conversation with people who don't mind swearing, like, what would you, if you're referring to a penis, what do you guys say?
Dick.
Dick, I think I say cock. Dick all the time.
Dick,
too,
yeah. Dick or cock, yeah.
Yeah, cock, it's, that's,
it's a little harsher.
It is, but like, I'm trying to think of like, yeah, the majority of my friends who are from the Northeast, they say cock more often than they say dick. What about the vagina? You say pussy?
I suppose so.
That one's fun.
Yeah.
I say vag a lot.
I just say vag or vagina.
Vag?
Yeah.
Vagina's fun to say.
It is. My vagina.
Yeah, pussy's a little more fun for me. Or is that too harsh?
No.
Pussy's not that harsh. Cunt is harsh.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I use that word all the time. Like the way an Englishman would.
Yeah, I use cunt the same way I use like fag or anything. It has nothing to do with the original insult. I just like saying the word, you know? So
right.
It's like, oh, stop being a fag. And then the South Park thing, like, oh, I wasn't talking about gay people. I was just being a fag.
Yeah, stop being a fag.
Like, stop being a fag. No, I don't use it in the proper slur anymore. I just like being silly.
Nobody really does.
Yeah.
Though even then, like if I will actually catch myself saying that and kind of like looking around going, did I?
It's like, oh, exactly. Now
yeah,
it's
that
like,
one's kind of falling out of fashion lately.
It is getting there, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of social justice warriors that are telling
hey,
us we're really
being,
not allowed
stop
to
being
do
gay.
That anymore.
You know, you can't do that one either.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though, like all of us, like we're starch all about free speech, but even we're admitting that it's starting. You kind of catch yourself. Every
it
once
just
in
doesn't
a while.
Feel right anymore.
It is strange. Oh, what an innocent time we had where we used to be able to blurt fag and gay and the N-word.
Yeah. I think we just don't want to be yelled at anymore.
Do you think that's what it is, or are we becoming woke?
No, I don't feel
no.
like I'm becoming woke.
It's easier it's easier not to say them than it is to deal with saying them.
Yes, exactly. I mean, literally, Royce called himself a spick and he couldn't get on Facebook for 3 days.
That's right.
There's a spider attacking Sterling.
There's a spider.
Kill it!
Get it,
it's
Sterling.
It's gonna eat him!
Where?
Sterling, wake up!
Oh my god!
Ah! By his leg! By his
you
butt
just,
leg!
Sterling,
you just
like,
reminded me.
What the fuck?
Oh. It's not going to kill him.
What is
ah!
it?
Watch.
No! Thank you.
How big are the spiders there where it would kill Sterling?
Go back to sleep, sweet prince.
Mitch saved Sterling's life.
Yeah,
how
Sterling
big is a spider.
Sterling doesn't look worried.
Like the size of a dime.
He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. What did it remind you of, Dutch?
Okay, so last night, we're about to go to bed, and Kelsey like went to go let Dude and Pepper out one last time before they came to bed. And I'm, you know, I'm whatever, prepping, getting the sheets or whatever. And I hear her go, ah, go, go.
I know that scream.
I grab the riot control shotgun.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was that kind of a shriek, right?
Yeah.
I grab, I don't know. It sounded like she was being attacked. And I grab it and then she comes running. I don't have it pulled up, but I have my hand on the handle. I'm like pulling it out of the bag. And she comes running over. She's like, dude, run in a dead squirrel. Sure enough, we go to the back. It was a full size squirrel. I don't know if dude killed it or if it just died and dude found it. But this is the second dead squirrel that he's brought to us going like, hey, guys, look what I found.
Oh, he definitely
we're
killed
just
him.
Like, dude.
He's probably killing him.
He's killing him.
Good for him, man. I've been at war with these guys forever. Now I got a fucking ally.
It's true. You probably won't have a squirrel problem by next year.
They better not because little dude's going to kill him. But yeah, it was a full and she made me because he dropped it on like the rug. Leading out to the back door, she made me throw the rug outside, and she wanted me to wash my feet because I stepped on it. I'm like, it's a dead.
I would no, I would make Mitch wash his feet too before getting into my clean sheets with dead squirrel on his foot.
It wasn't dead squirrel on my foot; it was a dead squirrel on a rug, and I happened to step on the rug after I picked up the squirrel with you know, I had gloves on or whatever. Picked up the tail and walked out into the back alley and threw it out there, but. It was one of those, like, I was like, babe, by the way, Dead squirrels, you don't get to scream like that. Like, I literally had the shotgun. I don't know if you saw that. And she was just like, but it was freaking me out. It was so gross. I'm like, okay, you aren't allowed. That's calling fire in a theater. Like, you don't get to react that loudly and then just from a dead squirrel.
Yeah, I'm learning now that I can't have reactions that I would normally have because I will scare my significant other. I think that just kind of comes with the territory of having a family.
It's so fucking terrible. Like, she'll scream, or while I'm driving, I'll be like, what are you doing? You can't do that. Like, I think you're dying. And she's like, no, there was a spider. I'm like, I get it. I get there was a spider. I know spiders are the worst thing in the world besides, you know, being chemically killed in Syria. But you don't.
No, spiders are worse.
No.
She screams, like, and I'm like, what happened? Like, she'll freak me out. Like, what happened? She's like, oh, no, this thing. I'm like, don't act like that. Like,
yeah, because you're invoking our fight, you know, because everybody has like a fight or flight reaction. You're invoking our fight reaction. And like that may end badly. I could have shot her.
Yeah, I'm telling you that's what happens. And then what happens is because they scream because they saw something. Then for the next hour, you're pacing back and forth and you're amped up. You know, you're like, because you're like,
I couldn't get to sleep right afterwards.
Yeah.
So.
Like you said, Dutch, exactly. Because your fucking adrenaline just going, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, and you're like, oh, why are you screaming? Why do you have to scream?
Well, the same.
I feel like the appropriate response would have been like, ew, oh, God, Joel. Dude brought in a dead squirrel. Well, but
that's a good response.
As if like Freddy Krueger was coming through the back door, like that. You don't get to do that. That's not
okay.
Fair.
Well, if we don't get to do that, then you don't get to yell when normal stuff doesn't work and you start losing your minds.
No,
that's
I different.
Do that.
That's
totally that is different. Totally different.
That's different.
I get
that's
to punch
a normal
wall
thing
every
should
once
work.
In a while.
That's a
they
different
should work,
thing.
And if they
things
don't work, they're fucking bitches.
We have to be able to hit things, and that's the problem. It's that we're
right.
Not gonna...
That's what drywall was made for.
I don't believe
when we're breaking
exactly.
Our hands on solid brick walls,
it's
we need drywall to put
and
our
by
hands
the way,
through things.
It's only $4 for drywall repair kit. It's really simple to do. So,
I'm sorry, you're allowed to break all my things because the batteries ran out.
Well, no, hold on. To be fair, the batteries were brand new and they should have fucking worked.
That's a good point.
I love all three of you men's reactions. That's totally different.
That was
fun. That's totally different. You don't get to, no, we get to yell at that.
It really was all of us independently defending our need to be idiots. No, that's different.
Right.
That's different. The remote was asking for it.
Fine. You guys
and
get
then,
to punch drywall.
And then
drywall.
When I'm trying to fix something, Sherry's like, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm like, no, I need to figure this out right now. I need to know why this doesn't work.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You know how many times we're like, we really have to leave the house. Like, we have to be a blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, no, you don't understand, Marie. If I don't fix this thing
so many times.
Right now, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Well, it's not only that, but like, you know you're going to be stewing on it for the rest of the night.
You're
going to ruin. You understand? Royce. Okay, I know myself well enough. I'm going to ruin the rest of the night if I don't do this.
Royce, put
hey,
that,
Mitch, you
Royce,
know you're looking
put the handle
kind of
down.
Distant. What's going on?
It's like put the handle down.
I'm over at a nice restaurant.
Working.
I'm over at a nice restaurant. They're singing happy birthday to her dad, and I'm just like they're going. It's just if I would have got the screw and I would have done it the other way, then it probably would have. What are you? What's wrong? Oh, yeah, happy birthday. Yeah, whatever. So look. If I and then I'm on Google the whole ride there trying to find out so when I get home I'm ready, you know?
Right.
Like that time I spontaneously made us buy a dishwasher and then you wanted to put it in. I'm like, but let's watch TV now.
Like, no, I can't watch TV because now I need to put the dishwasher together.
No, come
you gotta,
hang
you
out
gotta
with
put
me.
It in, yeah.
Come hang out with me.
No, I can't because
it can
you
wait.
Wanted. No, it can't wait because you wanted a dishwasher. Now we have a dishwasher. I'm not having a fucking box in the dining room without a dishwasher.
But look at my boobs.
Yeah,
I mean I will, but I also need to put a dishwasher together.
They're both maniacs, though. Like I told you, they talked about it. Fucking Mitch sent a picture of your Sherry ripping the ceiling apart because she got bored.
Oh yeah, ceiling update. It's still on the floor.
Oh no, you guys still haven't gotten to that yet.
I like to call it a down date.
I think we can get. I think there was road restrictions on our road for spring or whatever, but I think we can get a dumpster on Friday.
It's called
Royce Marie. Road restrictions are where the ground's like thawing and like freeze, and like if you drive big things on it, it'll break the road.
Got it.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
That's like we're not allowed to drive through fires because we can't see through the smoke.
Oh, so basically. So like the road is like asphalt, and I might break it if I get angry.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Hulk smash.
The problem is, hey, you know what the thing is? Hey, TV, if you don't want to be broken, next time turn on when I press the button.
I was putting together some lawn furniture that we bought the other day. Royce bought it. I approved. And I like putting together puzzles. He does not. So I volunteered to put it together. And I got through 3 out of the 4 pieces, and the very last screw wasn't aligning properly, and I couldn't get it to line in flat. And by that time, I was tired because I put together 3 other pieces perfectly, I'll have you. No. And so I kind of got up and said, my fingers are starting to hurt from this. I'm just going to take a break. I can't figure this one out. And he goes, well, what's wrong? Let me see if I can do it. Like, then he half takes the whole goddamn thing apart, starts getting really angry. And I'm like, would you just stop with it? Like, I just needed to take a break because my fingers were hurting.
The other thing Marie doesn't understand is that there's a difference between me yelling at her and just yelling in general. Like,
right.
That's the thing. So many times I'm like, but I'm not even mad at you. I'm mad at this thing. I'm yelling at this thing,
And then I'm yelling like, I didn't ask you for help. I was just taking a break.
Can you just not yell at us?
No, it's because the screw wasn't lined up. It should have been fucking lined up from the factory.
If the screw was lined up from factory, I don't have to yell at anybody, Sherry.
That's why the problem is these Chinese factories, and they just fucking have these things on a press. God damn it.
You know what it is, Joe?
Build that fucking wall. America.
You know what it is, Joel? We joke, but IKEA, this is how IKEA ruins relationships. It's like this. This is how. These things here.
It's very true.
All right. Well, I think it's about that time. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because not only can I hold a show together, I can also give children glee with a bubble wand.
Can I say bravo to you guys, and bravo to Marie specifically? You held it together very, very well, considering I was falling apart.
Mitch, and I wasn't here.
Mitch, why are you better? Yeah, Dutch wasn't even there. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I have my own keg that I will not share with anyone.
That's nice. Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because instead of buying a new remote when Sterling eats them, Mitch is now training our dog to turn on the TV.
That's smart.
It's a work in progress.
And Dutch, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I almost, the shit didn't squeeze out of my cheeks when I was running to the bathroom at a gas station earlier today. It stayed inside, just kind of pushed in.
Hey, Matt, you know what, dude? Any fucking shit story you can walk away from. That's what I'd say.
Woo! I looked at my underwear and I'm like, really? Nothing? Wow.
And I'm better than you because I am hopped up on codeine. All right, guys. Tomorrow, Hippo Juice Show. Dutch, I didn't hear. Are you going to be on for that?
Dude, I probably not, just because the next couple of months, I probably won't be able to make it to Hippo Juice. I'm sorry.
We will fill in for Hippo Juice and we will figure out Dutch and Royce. Dutch and Royce has happened and we'll figure it out. Hippo Juice, I'll have a rotating cast until your project is over. All right, guys. Okay. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to Dutch and Royce on iTunes and on Google Play because now it's the only place you're going to be able to catch Dutch. And Hippo Juice, also subscribe to that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with my terrible, terrible migraine. And Mitch is slapping Sherry's butt now. All right, guys, we're out of here.